Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
It is summer. Mm-hmm. Walk outside. You'll know for sure.
You can tell.
It is summer.
There's no hiding it.
No. And here it is, the joy of reading. Summer reading. We all really do enjoy that. I guess somehow it's a guilty pleasure, but it's really good for us.
Yep.
But it's especially good for kids. So we're going to be talking with Amanda Cleary Estep. Now, she says she's not related to Beverly Cleary, but wishes she were. She is a children's author, and the Tree Street Kids is her middle grade series. And Amanda knows kids because she says she is one.
How
still
fun.
One at heart. She is forced to act like an adult. And when that happens, she edits nonfiction books by grown-up authors. She lives and writes in the mountains of North Carolina, but has spent most of her life in the suburbs of Chicago, where her characters now live. I love you, Amanda. Thank you so much for joining us. I want you to be my best friend. Just your bio alone makes me, I said, I need to talk to this. She is in my tribe. I love this. You must be so much fun for kids to read your book. My granddaughter started reading it and she said, yeah, it's good. And she's very picky. So, and I started reading it. You just have a great way. Tell me why you do this.
Well, Kate, I love you too.
Oh, good.
I saw in your bio that you like to write. So I thought, we might have to have a conversation. I have wanted to write children's books since I was a child, actually. And I was a voracious reader. I loved Madeline L'Engle and the Chronicles of Narnia. So those books not only formed me as a child, but encouraged me and my love of reading and wanting to be a writer. So I never lost that. I never lost that desire. I've continued to read children's books over these many decades.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Yeah, I love the dedication to book number 4. That's what really sold me. It reads in part, to my brother Brian, thank you for not growing up to resent me for making you open strange doors in case they led to Narnia. Just that tells
me
the kids.
You might get a kick out of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We actually, my parents were down in Florida when we were a kid, and they were looking at homes down in Florida, and we didn't end up there, but we were in a construction project and there was a door there. And I said, hey, maybe this one goes to Narnia. So it was even, but unfortunately, Kate, there is no door to Narnia in Florida.
Use one sometimes. It is hot. I'm going to Narnia for a little bit to cool off. Yeah, that would work.
Come up to North Carolina.
Okay, yes, that's right. Well, tell us about the Tree Street Kids series.
Well, right now it's a 4-book series. We had from Moody Publishers, illustrated by Aiden Peterson, and we had the first 2 books, Jack versus the Tornado and The Hunt for Fang, came out in April of 21. So then, actually, today is the release day of books 3 and 4.
Oh, cool!
And that is Lions to the Rescue and Mystery in Crooked Creek Woods, and these are books for readers between. It's considered middle grade, so 8 to 12-ish years old.
Now, Amanda, did you say it's illustrated by Aiden Peterson?
Yes.
Now, is he the son of singer Andrew Peterson?
Yes, he is.
Okay, I made a connection here.
I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah, that's fascinating. Now, you know, when I was a kid, we used to read the Sugar Creek Gang series from Moody Press. Would you say that this would kind of fall in line with something like that? Do they go on adventures, or is it more of a Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys mystery-type adventure series?
Well, the 4th book is the only mystery so far. I love cozy mysteries, and I wanted to give it a shot. And so that is one that's specifically a mystery. But yeah, they're in the spirit, I would say, of the Sugar Creek Gang, which I think has about 36 books.
Yeah, it's got a lot.
But these are set in the 90s. So that was kind of a fun setting because, you know, there's no cell phones. Kids really aren't on, there's not a lot of home computers at that point. So right now we're in about 1995 for all the books. And the parents are actually really enjoying that. that setting as well. And sometimes having to explain to the kids, you know, because it's like ancient history to them, right?
Yeah, right. Well, speaking of history, you put history in the books.
Right. So there's what I just call the fun facts, and interspersed throughout all four books are facts that are specific to the kids. So Roger's riveting history facts because that's his interest. Midge is the little sister. She loves science and astronomy. So those are her facts. And then Ellison is our bookworm. And so he has different little literature facts. And those are all throughout the books. And I mix those up a little bit in book three, Lions to the Rescue, because there's a lot about Pee Wee football, which was a huge learning curve for me. And so I mix Jack's sports facts and Midge's love of science, and we have the science of sports. So just really fun. They support the story, but I also should note those are available on treestreetkids.com because those are not in the audiobooks. They're in the print versions of the books.
Oh, but you do have audio versions. We do have some listeners who are visually impaired, and they always ask us to ask that, and we always forget. So thank you.
Yeah, and those are fun for, especially with summer reading, people taking vacations in the car. Those are, a lot of families like to listen to audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Okay, well, we're talking with Amanda Estep, and we're going to talk more about her series of books for kids and how she does it and what's in there and the history facts still ahead.
There are a million ways God uses Moody Radio in the lives of listeners. Here's a story.
So I'm reading the Bible, plus I'm learning the English at the same time, and I chose what I hear from Moody Radio because I know I will not get it from different places. So I'm just very happy to be able to listen to it like every day.
Thanks for listening, praying, and sharing Moody Radio. You never know who's listening.
If you're serving in ministry but never attended seminary, or your seminary experience was years ago, listen. Moody Publishers just released one volume seminary. Current and former professors of the Moody Bible Institute have created an all-in-one ministry resource that covers doctrinal basics, local church ministry, world missions, preaching, practical church skills, and other essential topics taught in seminary. Get your copy of one volume seminary at moodybooks.org.
Kurt and Kate Mornings here on Moody Radio Florida. I'm Andrew. Kurt has the day off today, and this morning we're speaking with Amanda Cleary Estep. She's the author of the Tree Street Kids series. It's a series of books for kids, and it's available through Moody Publishers, and we want to be sure to throw that in, and you can find out more information at the website treestreetkids.com. That's treestreetkids.com. And Amanda, we're so glad to have you with us this morning. And earlier, Kate and I were kind of discussing and
a Yale study,
philosophizing a little bit about the fact that, yeah, there has been so much research here about how reading is so important for kids, especially when they're younger, and it's very good developmentally. So thanks for putting this series of books together for our younger readers.
A pleasure and a blessing.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it's good for their brains, you know, to be reading. It is just good for you to read. But also, what about their little hearts? I mean, right now, it is crazy out there. And I can't imagine what the kids are gleaning from the news. Mm-hmm. And you can't escape it. It's everywhere.
Or just the secular books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there's
right.
There's an agenda.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. So how do you think this fiction helps the kids?
Well, you know, you guys just made a lot of good points. Where children's books used to be what we would, I guess, call quote-unquote safe or clean or wholesome reading, there's a lot out there, all the way from young adult fiction, which is, you know, for more the teenagers, all the way down to picture books, where you can open a picture book. And I've had a few people say to me, oh, my goodness, I gave this picture book to my my grandchild, and I didn't flip through every page. I didn't know that this, you know, would be shown, or this would be, you know, represented. So I think parents are really wanting to be able to, Christian parents especially, are really wanting to be able to hand their child something and not have to worry that there's going to be something in there that they don't feel their child is ready to learn about. Mm. So if something's based, if a book is based on the absolute truth of Scripture, this is something that really helps with a child's moral imagination, the formation of that. And so a child inserts themselves into this story, and they're able to come alongside the characters and say, oh, what would I do in this situation? You know, how, like in my third book, how could I be a good friend, not just a best friend? Or in the fourth book, how can I love my enemy? So the kids get to ask those questions as they're engaging, as they're both their minds and their hearts, their emotions are engaged in the story.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, even with a lot of, I want to say, young adult fiction, the topics are very, I want to say, dystopian and very mm-hmm. despairing, and they don't seem to have a whole lot of hope. So how have you injected hope and inspiration into your books?
I think it has to come through naturally. Mm-hmm. So again, if the foundation is you know, the truth of the gospel, we start there. And then I keep my story. So, you know, kids face all kinds of challenges. They have what we would consider maybe very adult-sized challenges, mm-hmm. Say abuse, you know, larger kind of problems that they have to deal with. And they also have the everyday challenges of, oh, how do I make friends? Oh, I'm starting a new school. I have to move from the home I've always known. So my stories stay in that latter realm of those kind of problems mm. and challenges that the kids have to face. And so, you know, it's really, and you know, there's happy endings, but the kids do go through, you know, some hard times and a little bit of, you know, I throw a little mild peril in there.
Just for fun.
I think all kids need a little mild peril. and humor yeah. helps a lot.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, well, I love that you did this. Thank you so much. I know my granddaughter's enjoying it, and it's the Tree Street Kids. They're with Moody Books. You can look at moodypublishers.com and just go there and check out how wonderful the whole series is. In fact, that's what my granddaughter said to me. We got book 3 and 4, and she said, Gaga, I need 1 and 2.
Right.
Okay.
Let's start at the beginning.
so we'll be getting more. Yes. But thank you so much, Amanda, for doing this and joining us this morning.
Oh, it's been so fun. It's been so fun.
Okay. Next books that are coming out, you got to come back and talk with us. Play with us, I was going to say, but talk with us. Talk with us. This is business. This is grown-up stuff.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, that.
Okay, God bless you, and thank you so much.